Last week, Vail Resorts significantly expanded its reach into the ski industry in the Northeast and Midwest by purchasing Peak Resorts. With that deal, ski destinations including Mount Snow here in Vermont are now owned by Vail, which, by the way, already owns other Vermont ski resorts including Stowe and Okemo. But there was an interesting side note to that purchase. Members of the Sackler family, owners of Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, stand to gain $60 million from the sale. Purdue has filed for bankruptcy as it seeks to settle a wave of lawsuits over its role in the opioid crisis. Washington Post reporter Christopher Rowland has been reporting on this, and he joins me now. Chris, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, can you first explain the connection between Purdue Pharma and Peak Resorts, which was just bought?
So, the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma, the makers of OxyContin, have a number of side investments, including, it turns out, this sizable position with Peak Resorts, which is a publicly traded company that owns, or owned until last week, 17 ski areas, three in New Hampshire, Mount Snow, as you mentioned, one in the Catskills, the Poconos, and down through Ohio, Indiana, and Missouri, some very small hills down that way. So what's interesting about this is all these ski areas happen to be in areas that are have also been hard hit by the opioid epidemic. And that is causing some consternation in these places where local officials see these massive profits going to the Sacklers from the ski resorts. And then yet they're still, at the county level struggling with a lot of fallout from opioid addiction, homelessness. The juxtaposition of these events has caused some consternation.
Yeah, well, so you did some reporting from New Hampshire. I mean, how was this revelation that the Sacklers stand to gain quite a bit from this deal being received specifically in North Conway, New Hampshire?
So North Conway is, literally 10 minutes from Attitash and Wildcat, two of the biggest mountains in this ski deal. And I went and visited an addiction center called the White Horse Addiction Center in North Conway, where the people there were pretty upset about this. They're on the front lines of dealing with people who are struggling with addiction. The heroin epidemic and the fentanyl epidemic that's been going on, typically, according to these addiction specialists, starts with prescription opioids, whether it be OxyContin or generic opioids. And so they really do draw the connection between the Sackler family and these ski areas and sort of the addiction.
Yeah. And, you quote them as saying essentially it sure would be nice for some of those profits to come back to the communities that are dealing with issues of opioid addiction. Is there any chance of that happening specifically with this money that came from the Peak Resort sale?
That seems unlikely. And because when I asked the Sackler family about this, they wouldn't comment and their spokespeople would not comment publicly. But someone familiar with the matter did tell me that they pointed out that there is a settlement in the works. Purdue Pharma is going into bankruptcy. It is actually declared bankruptcy on September 15th, and there's a massive settlement in the works. And so the family is proposing that it kick in $3 billion into this massive settlement. It would be from the sale of a international drug company that is affiliated with the Purdue Pharma empire. And that $3 billion, as they say, is what will be ultimately going to counties, state governments, local governments across the country. The other portion of this settlement would be free or at-cost rescue drugs to be distributed, manufactured by Purdue Pharma, and then distributed to local communities. So that's what they're saying will be the ultimately the good part of this coming out of the settlement. The ski area money, no, I don't think that's going to actually end up going to any counties.
Christopher Rowland is a business reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.